Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio, which is what we've been doing on Zoom. So it's both Senior Talk Radio and Senior Talk Radio on Zoom. We're speaking with Jack Schnurman, Nassau County Comptroller, and really getting a lot of great updates. And the reason we're on Zoom is, you know, because of this COVID crisis. So we're learning a lot about some of the changes and some of the things that are happening. I think, you know, working for the town, I really just want to give kudos, and I'm sure you too, Comptroller Schnurman, would like to just give some kudos to our IT departments. I don't think this storm of, you know, everybody working from home and remotely and VPNs and, you know, Zoom meetings, and for you, the Microsoft, or was it the Google Meets? It's just, you know, not everybody is, computer savvy and tech, you know, and we even with Project Independence, we now have a lot of our members coming onto Zoom meetings every single day. So, and it's because of our, I mean, a lot of it has to do with our IT department. So I always wanted to give them a little bit of a shout out. All the IT departments at the county, at the town.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. You know, it's funny you bring that up, because all the incredible IT workers have given us this opportunity to connect in ways that we couldn't connect before. And that we, you know, imagine if this pandemic was happening, you know, at a time with a lot less technology, we would be totally isolated. And the ability to connect in this time is so important, and hear someone's voice and look them in the eyes, even if it's through a screen. It's so valuable. And I think too often we only think of our IT departments when something goes wrong and we're grumpy. I think it's so important to stop and say thank you. You know, it's always challenging to be in a job where if things go right, people don't notice. And if things go wrong, people are grumpy. So I think it's, you're 100% right to stop and just say a very big thank you to everybody who's, you know, making all of this go.
Yeah, I agree, because we do give a lot of kudos out here. I mean, you know, you were talking about your staff and the residents, and, you know, and we're always thanking people, but it's really all of this wonderful stuff that we're able to do at home is because of our very busy IT department. So I'm sure they'll be happy when we're all back in our offices and set. Instead of getting crazy calls from us and why can't I get on my Wi-Fi and I lost my passcode and all that kind of stuff. So, and it's great that, you know, also with the modernization of your office. So this all made this transition, you know, kind of, I don't want to say easier, but definitely. You know, when you were talking a lot about accessibility, which is so important on every level for seniors, you know, all different, and it really seems like you're trying to, with your modernization, make every part of your of what you're doing, you know, in the comptroller's office accessible. What can you tell me, how does the comptroller, what things are out there for seniors? Like, how can they get information easily? How can they check things out? What's the best way for seniors, maybe that aren't necessarily technology savvy?
Great question. First of all, folks can always call our office. Our number is 516-571-2386. We have people always ready to be helpful. If people want to send an email, can always email us at either NC Comptroller, that goes directly to me, or at NassauCountyNY.gov. Or if you have a tip or something you want us to look at, it's reformit@NassauCountyNY.gov. And those are easy ways to get in touch with us. If folks are more technologically savvy, they can follow us along on Facebook at Nassau County Comptroller. My personal Facebook is Jack Schneerman for Nassau. And you can always see, you know, what we're up to there. And that goes on all the other platforms as well from a technology wise. Always simple to look at our Open Nassau platform that I talked about as well. One thing that from a financial perspective, I would always remind people of, and I say this as a big baseball fan, who still hopes upon hopes that we have a baseball season and that the Mets find a way to have a good one, and the Yankees too, for that matter. But I'm a big Met fan.
Not as good though. Not as good. I'm a Mets.
We'll see. We'll see. You never know. I'm a long-suffering Mets fan. I made tough choices as a kid regarding sports, and it's a lifetime of headaches and heartaches over. But you know, we take all of our complicated financial reports and boil them down to a simple scorecard, we call it, and we have that available on our transparency portal. It just basically says for every important financial piece of information going on in the county, you know, are we on track or off track? Are we green, yellow, or red? Are we going in the right direction, the wrong direction? It's a nice, simple way of looking at it, you know, nice and quick to get a quick overview of it. And it's something that I thought was a very important way of making complicated financial information easily accessible for people. But in better times, I would tell folks to stop by. But at this time, I would say just give a call. And we're always there. We're always there for you. And I think, you know, accessibility like that is absolutely critical. I mean, I think one of the successes of the town of North Hempstead, for example, has been using 311 as a key way to be in touch with people. And it's a wonderful, wonderful service that you can make, you know, one call to town hall and access all of your town services that way. And I really commend Supervisor Bosworth for investing in that program and moving it forward over a period of years. It's really a special thing, and it's one of the only ones on Long Island. Earlier in my career, I had started a similar program in the town of Brookhaven, and I think it's an important way to be in touch with residents. And, you know, being responsive is half the battle. Just being there and picking up the phone and the friendly voice and someone to say, how can I help you? What can I do to solve your problem? And a lot of times that's a, you know, a big piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah. Our 311 is a major component to Project Independence, our success, like you were saying, our ability to respond, to track all calls. I mean, you know, it's everything from potholes to a senior needing, you know, Meals on Wheels. So, I mean, it's everything, and it is a great tool. And, you know, one of the things about Long Island too, is we're just so resource rich, you know, and, you know, because that our field is seniors and, you know, definitely for the seniors. So 311 is just another part of, you know, all the resources that are here. And being in North Hempstead, you know, we're in that northwestern border to New York City too. So we have a lot of information. People, you know, is listening. If anybody's listening, I just wanted to put out there that all the information that the comptroller just gave us about accessing the comptroller's office, Nassau County Comptroller, you can call 311. And, you know, Christina, I'm sure, will make sure that you get all the information that you provided us.
Thank you so much. That's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
So,
Rebecca, just go back for 1 second. I'd like to give a little congrats to the town of North Hempstead for encouraging seniors, which you know I'm a big supporter of using technology with all of the different chats that you've had, you know, technology for the terrified and the whole, all the different programs that are out there. And I think that COVID has really brought out the need for a senior to get technologically savvy. Whether you like the idea or not, it's here to stay. It's not going away. It's only going to get stronger and stronger. And the fact that Project Independence and the town have supported encouraging seniors to get up to speed with technical knowledge, I think deserves a big plus. It's an important part of the world now, and you have to be with it or you're out.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You know, we've been doing computer classes and things like that for years. And Otto, you're on the technology committee, and we have technology for the terrified. But there are always going to be, you know, seniors that are just not willing to change. But, you know, on the upside, we're also able to do a lot of our programs virtually. So we have the North Hempstead television station that you can watch some of our programs, our exercise programs, and Funday Monday, and all other kinds of things like that. And of course, even when we do these Zoom, we do Zoom book clubs. We have, I would say, maybe half call in. So we can also use, you know, telephones and everything. It's not a technology only thing, but I definitely see how we have broaden people, you know, like we've lessened the fear, and that's why Technology for the Terrified is such a great program too.
What a great name.
Yeah.
Well, facts are there are younger people who have fallen to that category also.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, they're afraid of technology for whatever reason, and it doesn't bite. It only does good things. Sometimes it's frustrating, but it's right. For the most part.
And I think a lot of the platforms, a lot of the programming today is so much easier, though, when the internet first started getting popular. You know, even with Zoom, really what are you doing is all you need to do is have your, you know, calendar or email open, and you just click the link, and you're there, and you're just waiting to be accepted. And then, you know, there is a lot of, like you were saying, Comptroller Schnurman about your state, or it you know, you need, with seniors, you do need about, have them sign on about a half an hour before you're actually starting your meeting. That's what we found, because there's some people that have trouble connecting, some people coming on by the phone, you know, and all that. So
it'll all get easier as time marches on.
Right. Definitely. So, you know, we're coming toward the end. We still have several minutes before, we're going to be finished with speaking with Jack Schnurman, who's the Nassau County Comptroller, giving us really critical updates of what's going on with Nassau County during COVID and beyond. So I'm just curious, are there any other points that you want to bring up, any other critical updates, or, you know, even things that you've learned during this pandemic?
You know, first of all, thank you again for having me, and thanks for asking. You know, I think a few things that I've seen during this pandemic to just pass along is how important it is to have that ability to just take a little time and to be with family and to be, take time for yourself. The volume of news and information and hysteria in some ways going on all over the place can be a little bit overwhelming, and it's nice to just, you know, shut it all out for a little while and take a walk and you know, spend some time with family. And one of the things I'm grateful for is that a little bit in some ways of the noise of everyday life can fade away sometimes during this time and have some time. As I mentioned, I've got two little kids, and it's every little bit of time with them is a wonderful thing, and introducing them to new things. My favorite thing has been to introduce them to old television shows. My daughter has gotten very into old Scooby-Doo episodes.
You know what, Comptroller Schnurman, that is the best way to end this. Your daughter getting into Scooby-Doo. So we want to... so much for spending this hour with us, and I hope that, you know, you come back and, you know, we can expand on this. But you've been a wonderful guest and just vital information for the residents of North Hempstead and also all of Nassau County. Thank you for all that you do, and we will
thank you.
You're welcome.